King Solomon's Carpet by Barbara Vine. Dramatized for radio in 4 episodes by Nick Fisher. Episode 4, Out of This World. After discovering that Brian is not her grandchildren's father after all, Cecilia has suffered a stroke. London, 1990.
Oh, there you are at last. How is Britain, Piers?
Very good. They said they'd let me know.
Well, if none of these auditions work out, you can always come back to busking.
Yes.
Hey, cheer up.
Oh, Tom, I'm tired. So very tired.
Well, then have a quick nap. I'll just have to play at Tottenham Court Road anyway. Should be pretty lucrative. I'll see you later, darling. Sleep well.
During the war, at night, shelterers on the platform at Russell Square heard a soft, continuous roar coming through the tunnel of the Piccadilly line. This turned out to be the snoring of sleepers at Hoboken, the next station down the line.
Axel. Oh, I've been dying to see you.
Then enter.
What's that on your hands?
Oh, just a bit of magnesium powder. From the stuff you used to make the flash for old cameras, I'm experimenting with some original techniques. Talking of which, I'm getting a new assistant. Tom.
What?
He could use some extra money. We get on very well. I've had a lot of interesting chats with your Tom recently.
What? What about?
Alice, you don't think I'd talk to him about our little emergency room with his nicely sprung bed at Angle, Scherer and Christiansen, do you?
I don't know what to think. I just know I love you.
Not that we'll go there anymore. I decided to put an end to all that.
What have I done wrong?
Nothing. It would just be so humiliating to get caught at your place of work. Home is best, Alice.
There's a great big blank in the middle, dear. I remember seeing the children with Tina. Then the next thing was finding myself with you on the platform.
I think that's often the way, Ceci.
I was feeling some awful things happened in that time, and they brought on the stroke.
Well, you mustn't worry about that now.
Do you believe in eternal life, Daphne? Do you think the soul leaves the body at the point of death and goes to a place of bliss?
No, dear. No, I don't.
Neither do I. But I now know one thing I would never allow before. You, Daphne, love me, Cecilia. Sounds like the wedding ceremony. You love me as I love you. And after so long denying that, it gives me so much pleasure, indescribably so, to say to myself, Daphne and I love each other.
She won't get through these auditions, but it'll be for the best in the long run. She'll be much happier in an orchestra like mine, anyway. Tell me, what do you think of her?
Of Alice? Me?
Yes.
Oh, I suppose she's very beautiful. But you're right to discourage her musical ambition. She hasn't got it in her.
How do you know that?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not an expert. But I did ask her to play for me the other day. I must say I was rather disappointed. You don't mind me being frank?
Not at all.
Actually, I see Alice much more as a homemaker. You should take her away from here. Give her that opportunity, Tom.
I'd love to. But how can I on the money I earn?
Well, that's exactly what I want to talk to you about. You said yes to being my assistant. Now, you should know that may involve... well, stepping the wrong side of the law. Do you know what a signals and communications room is?
I could have a good guess.
I want to take a photograph of something in the signals and communications room at Holborn, and that's why I need your help.
Why do you want this photo?
I'm a photographer.
But taking pictures of things the authorities want to keep secret sounds more like the action of a spy.
A spy? How does 10 grand sound?
I'm sorry?
£10,000 in cash. One up front, 9 to follow. Okay?
During the building of the Victoria line, the diggers sometimes spotted a dark shape moving through the tunnel. J.R.R. Tolkien, author of The Lord of the Rings, says there is a creature, a thing, called a Balrog, a vast black apparition that lurks in shadowy subterranean spaces.
Daphne, can you see if you can find my handbag? Jasper and Bienvenida should have a little something for spending money.
Of course, dear.
Spending money? How much?
I was thinking of a pound each.
A pound?
Brill.
I don't expect you'll use it to buy chocolate, will you? Not after the lovely cake Daphne made.
I might spend it on Smarties. But I wish they'd make a packet of orange ones only.
I'll eat the others for you. Though I sometimes worry the chocolate will be my undoing.
Oh, I can't imagine that's going to hurt you. I can't spot your bag down here, Sissy.
I haven't seen it for ages. Not since before this trouble. I wish I could remember what happened before I was taken ill.
Contrary to what most people think, there isn't much crime in the underground. Indecent assault and pickpocketing in the rush hour are the most common nuisances. At the other end of the scale, no one has ever been murdered inside a London tube train.
Axel? Axel? Hello? Alice?
Oh. Hello, Tom.
What are you doing in here? Waiting for Axel or something?
I must have gone to sleep.
You look completely worn out.
I'm cold. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Well, I certainly don't. Come on, we'll get you warmed up downstairs. I've got an Indian takeaway and some red wine.
I'm not hungry. Oh, Tom. Tom.
What is it, darling?
It's just... I'm so tired of it all, this life.
We won't be here much longer, Alice. We'll get a home of our own. That's what you need.
I'm just so desperately tired of it all.
I've turned the house upside down, dear, but I can't find it anywhere. You know, now I think, I can't remember you having it with you when I found you at the station.
But that's weeks ago. And Daphne, it's got all my credit cards in it, and my checkbook. Someone must have stolen it while we were on the platform.
Surely no one would do that, not seeing you so ill. People aren't as bad as all that, are they?
They'd have drawn out all my money by now. I won't have any. I won't... Oh! Oh, no, Daphne, it's coming again. It's like being hit inside by a train.
You mustn't blame yourself. The rich fool could have been the initial cause. Now, she's quite comfortable, but I'd better phone round and see if we can get a bed.
No, Doctor. I'll look after her here. She'll want for nothing, I can assure you.
What are you doing?
Waiting for you, of course.
What are you doing with that? Put it down!
I'm sorry, I just...
Don't touch my things.
I just thought it was so pretty. That's a shame the figurine's broken.
God, it's icy in here, isn't it? I'm so looking forward to getting away from this cold.
You're not leaving?
On Friday. Shall I take you with me?
You don't mean that.
I never say things unless I mean them.
Can we really go away together?
Why not?
But where to?
I'll fix something.
Why couldn't we have got a taxi all the way? What have they got in here, anyway?
Rope, mainly. I've got all the photographic stuff.
Rope?
To get me down the shaft, of course. What did you think I'd do, fly? Right. This is it. Okay, use your torch. I'm not turning any lights on in here. And we're not using the lift. Come on. All sorts.
You seem to know your way pretty well.
I do.
Through here. What? It's odd, amongst all these offices.
Well, where are the windows?
Ow! What's up? I just stubbed my foot on something. A file.
angle, sir.
Dorothy!
I'm coming! Right. Across the roof. Just follow me. Angle, Shara, and Christiansen. But that's where Alice works. Axel has keys. He knows the place inside out. He has keys to Alice's office. And to a flat. With a bed.
What's wrong?
Sorry, nothing.
What are you staring at?
Oh, these. The keys interest you, do they, Tom? Yes, I can see they do.
Is that where you're going? Down there?
That's the shaft, yes. Now, let's get this bolted together and attached. Just hold that tight against the parapet. Good. Right. That can't budge. Okay. I'm going down.
Some shafts once contained lifts, others staircases. You can look up through the inside of these enormous cylinders and see, in the dimness, the old Edwardian tiling, a yellow and brown design, spiralling the circular walls, following the course of what was once a staircase.
He has the keys to her office. And to the bed you just saw. They've made love in that bed. At the school, too, in his room, above yours. You'll never enjoy her again, Axel.
In 1983, a vagrant tried to push someone under a train. He was charged with attempted murder. While locked in a police cell at Clapham with two other men, he successfully garrotted one of his companions with his own shoelaces. He was subsequently sentenced to life imprisonment.
Friday. We'll be going away. Axel will take me to somewhere new. Somewhere out of this world.
Back just in time. Axel! I calculate you're halfway. You saw me looking at the keys. You realised I knew, yet it didn't bother you. Well, the knife I've just got from the flat where you seduced my lover, the knife that's now beginning to cut through your rope, may bother you more. I can see you now, Axel. Look up. Look into my eyes as I kill you.
Everlasting love and retribution. You don't even begin to understand.
What's that, Jazz?
Rope. What does it look like, spaghetti?
Where did you get it from?
I saw Axel cutting up this huge coil in the garden. He put this bit in the shed. I borrowed it.
What for?
Bee, use that brain of yours for once, if you've got one, that is.
Right. No one will ever know what's happened to you, Axel. There's nothing left now to link you to the top of the shaft or to me. And you thought you were so clever, didn't you?
Hello, Axel.
What? Have you heard the news, Alice? Someone's tried to blow up the underground.
Really?
The bomb is in bits. Well, they didn't put it like that, but he must be. They did say he can't be identified. Mind you, he didn't do much damage, apparently. Perhaps he thought his bomb was bigger than it was.
You didn't ring me this early to tell me about a bomb in the tube, surely?
I thought you'd like to know Mike's got a new girlfriend. Shelley. A computer programmer. And she adores Catherine.
56 people died and 69 were injured when a bomb cut through the concourse beneath the street at Bank on the 11th of January 1941. The station collapsed and was closed for 6 months.
I thought I'd find you here.
There's no point in waiting, Alice. He's not coming back.
What do you mean?
What I say. Axel has departed.
Well, why has he left all his things, then?
He doesn't need them where he's gone.
I don't believe you.
I know all about you and Axel. He doesn't care about you. Not remotely. Not the way I did. He told me to tell you he's gone abroad. You won't see him again. When I found out, I thought it would be all right once he'd gone. But it's not. It's spoiled. I don't want to see you again.
Fine. I don't want to see you.
You haven't a chance with him. I want you to know that.
I don't believe him, Axel. You'd never have told Tom things like that. I trust you. Though there is so much I still don't know about you. What's this? Magnesium flash? Of course. The powder on his lovely hands. For the photography. To Axel with all my love. Alice? What? Am I just a substitute for someone's blame? Is that what I am? Is this hers too? But why would you keep this? And why is it broken? Silly you. You've dropped it. A poor figurine's broken. You're dying. Dying. And no one knows. Does a twin know? Will he feel something now? Somehow now? With you. As you. Die. You and your other Alice. How horribly happy you look. The twins at Temple Stephen. I can trust you. She's your twin sister. I should never have doubted you. You will come back to take me away to somewhere out of this world.
Meanwhile, the IRA has issued a statement denying any responsibility.
That's unusual.
Daphne, if they find me abed, I'll have to go into hospital.
Over my dead body. This is your home. This is where you'll stay. And I'll never leave your side.
Dear Daphne, I knew I could count on you. Yes, this is where I'll stay. That's right. Take my hand. I can feel you, you know. I can feel your pulse. So full of life. Oh! No! No! Oh, that's intolerable. It's like a drill being pushed into my side. I can't take this anymore. I'm leaving this senseless world. It's time. Daphne, dear. I have loved you so. I have loved you all my life. With all my heart.
I couldn't quite catch that, Ceci, could you? Ceci? Ceci? Oh, no, Ceci. Oh, no. My dear, dear, darling Ceci. Goodbye, dear. Goodbye.
Huh? Fell asleep. Axel must be back by now. He'll take me away. I won't be so tired anymore. Everything's going to be all right. Gone? Everything? Then Tom was right. He doesn't care about me. He came like a thief in the night. The music's gone. Tom's gone. The only thing I ever had that was truly mine. My baby. Catherine. I left behind. Hello?
Alice, it's me. I thought you should know that Shelley's moving in with Mike, and they're getting Catherine back from Julia. Oh, have I told you she's walking now?
I'm never going to speak to you again. Oh, yes. You can rest right here. In the cloakroom. Nice and dark. A rope? In here? Of course. An old man hanged himself here. People say it's a quick way to die. A nice, clean, easy death. How do you make a noose?
Tina! Tina! Jazz, V! How are you all?
Oh, Jarvis! I'd forgotten you were coming back today. How was the trip?
Oh, fabulous. The Moscow Underground should be visited by everyone. I've got some amazing information. And I've almost finished writing about London's version of King Solomon's graffiti-covered magic carpet, alias the Tube.
Whatever's that?
Jazz, it's your bell. How did you get the rope to make it ring without you being there?
I'm not making it do anything, stupid. It must be magic.
It's from the school. It's the old bell.
Oh, no. If Mum hears that, it'll bring up all the stuff about her brother's suicide. I'll see you later.
What's going on? Alice? Whatever's going on?
Couldn't make the news. Couldn't.
I'm never, ever going to speak to anyone again. I don't want to be part of this world anymore.
Mum? Mum, are you...
It's all right. She didn't hear it, dear. She didn't hear it at all.
What do you mean?
She... Oh, Tina. Tina. She's gone. Only a few minutes ago. She died peacefully in my arms.
The busking's going really well, darling. I've got some great ideas for amplification and such. Things are getting better by the day. I forgive you. I've decided to take you back. Alice?
She may be hearing you, but you won't elicit a reply. She's retreated into muteness. I'm afraid it's a severe condition, but we'll do all we can.
Did Axel leave owing you rent, Jarvis?
Who's Axel?
You know, the good-looking one who saw you off at Heathrow and then came to live in 5 in the art room.
Well, no one saw me off at Heathrow. Anyway, I don't know any Axels. Must have been a squatter.
I bet it was Axel who blew himself up. So shall I tell? Nah. I'll keep that secret. I shan't even tell B. I wonder what it's like if you blow yourself up.
Right, Axel. Time to erase every memory of you. Alice thinks you ran out on her. She never realised I shifted your things for safekeeping, shall we say? Tucked away till today for cremation. There's a tinny little sound. Wait till I get the Voconverter 5000 going at High Street, Ken. Well... Thanks for that, at least, Axel. Your money paid for it. What's this? Mag? Flash? Probably just some old photographic junk, anyway. Right, the last
trace of Axel is hereby confined to the fire. I win, Axel. Ashes to ashes. A blue iron claw springing from the fire from Axel's package ripped into me. It's so fast. It's almost as if it comes from inside me. And now, in this tiny moment of time, that claw serenely takes me out of this world, calmly tears me to pieces. Was quite dead. Gone. Out of this world. For good.
In the final episode of King Solomon's Carpet by Barbara Vine, dramatized for radio by Nick Fisher, Alice was played by Kate Fenwick, Axel by Mark Strong, and Tom by Jonathan Cullen. Cecilia was Anne Beach and Daphne Linda Polan. Jarvis was Kim Wall, Tina Alice Arnold, Jasper Stuart Morris, and Bienvenida Verity Waite. Alice's mother was Shirley Dixon. Other parts were played by Alex Lowe, Christopher Scott, and Colleen Prendergast. The musicians were Polly Hewitt, Roland Robert, and Christine Messiter. King Solomon's Carpet was directed by Marion Nancarrow.